Earlier this week, VBS Mutual Bank, well, not the bank, but the liquidators of the bank, filed papers suing KPMG, auditing firm, for 864 million rand. Paulie van Wyk, a journalist with Daily Maverick's investigative team, Scorpio, has been doing an enormous amount of work on this particular story, amongst others, of course. Paulie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Why does the liquidator think that KPMG should give them 864 million rand?
So to explain that, I need to take you a bit further back down the timeline. So KPMG had an auditing partner, Sipho Malabar, who was the auditor of VBS. Now, all of the fraud that happened via the managers, the politicians, the business people, and the auditors happened under Sipho Malabar's watch. Now, the liquidator of VBS went and calculated in a certain date how much money could have been caught by the auditor if he's done his work well, and that was calculated to around 863 million rand. Because the problem is this. Sipho Malabar and KPMG signed a contract with VBS Mutual Bank to say that for the financial year of 2017, they would audit the books and with standards, international and local standards, they would obviously red flag any problems. They would tell the Reserve Bank, they would tell IRBA, which is the CA body, and then they would tell the bank that there are problems when they see it, and that they didn't. Now, even bigger problem there is that Sipho Malabar himself got more than 30 million rand in kind of hush money, in cash and benefits, because he was a team player. So for all of those reasons, the KPMG audit firm is now sitting with a big lawsuit for quite a big bill.
So, I mean, you've been following the story for a very long time, you know it inside out. Does that 863,597,526 rand and 86 cents, I love the detail of the 86 cents at the end of it, does that seem to you to make sense as an amount?
Yeah, definitely. It seems to make sense. We'll have to hear what KPMG say. They may just say, you know, this is quite extensive and we might be liable for less. But I know that Anoush Rupel, the liquidator, is quite thorough in his work. And when he initiates a certain argument, he usually wins. He already sequestrated and liquidated several of the bank's managers, and he got what he wanted. He made some of the politicians pay back the money and the loans that they got. So, yeah, Mr. Rupel knows his job.
And I mean, what would be the total amount of money? Would that be the total amount of money, or is he? Are there other people he's gone after, or other people he still has to go after to get money back from them for them not doing their jobs properly?
Yes, both. So this is obviously quite a big lump sum, but he, Mr. Rupel, has already gone after the bank managers. He's got already some of their money back. Vele is one of the affiliated companies, which is in liquidation and curatorship itself, and money would be attempted to be drawn back from Vele as well, which was under the stewardship of Mr. Shafiwa Matoti, was obviously the chair of the bank. So various methods and various new initiatives are being taken to get the money back. This is only part of the story. And then obviously people would want to know about criminal charges. There's already criminal charges laid against some of the managers, the politicians, and the auditors as well. And of course, Sipho Malabar is one of these people that needs to answer in court.
Where is that court case? Because, I mean, it's anticipated that it's not going to be a slam dunk for the state, but the state does have somebody very key within the VBS architecture who has agreed to turn state witnesses, already been sentenced as part of a plea bargain. Where is the court case?
So you're right. Philip Dritter, who was the former CFO, made a plea bargain with the state. He was sentenced to a few years in jail in exchange for his corporation. And he's working with them to ensure that they get around and behind the story. The bigger problem at the moment is that the National Prosecuting Authority has sat on the extension of a certificate to add more people to this court case. And they haven't done anything about it since almost October. So that is a big question, and maybe something that journalists should ask the National Prosecuting Authority more about, because it's a matter of the NDPP, Shamila Batoy, just signing, considering and signing this racketeering certificate to add more alleged perpetrators to that court case.
Paulie van Wyk, thank you very much for walking us through that. A journalist with Daily Maverick's investigative team, Scorpio.